Hey, welcome to the More Than Money podcast. This is Chris Burns. I hope you're having a fantastic week. Well, and hopefully all of you are safe. Your families are safe from the hurricane that came through. I know it is subsiding in many ways, but it caused a ton of damage. And that's what we're going to talk about today. The most exciting topic on earth, homeowners insurance, which if you've never spent a few minutes listening to, I promise it's more interesting than you think. Here's why. Cliff, have you ever had a homeowner's claim? You've never had a homeowner's claim. I'm sitting with Cliff, our genius, the man behind the genius and success of the company, our other advisor, Cliff. Yeah, I had a terrible homeowner's claim a number of years ago. I'm going to tell you all about it. In fact, most of this podcast is the ways that I have failed when it relates to homeowner's insurance. So if you want to learn how to do it right and you go, well, why does that even matter? Who cares? Well, it matters when you have a claim. It matters when life happens and the world suddenly is falling apart, as it did for so many people this last weekend who were impacted by Florence. But it could be natural disasters, it could be a fire, it could be a flood, it could be just the unexpected pops up in ways that you go, you can never plan for that. Well, you can't plan for it, but you can make sure the coverage you have is built to be flexible to handle it. So that's what we're going to talk about today as you listen. If you have any questions about your homeowner's insurance or anything else related to your situation, please jump on our website. It's mylifeismore.com. You can ask anything. I will get back to you. Again, mylifeismore.com, and enjoy the show. Of us, including myself, have family, have friends that are impacted by this. In Georgia, it doesn't look like we're going to experience the same level of devastation, but certainly we're all seeing it and we're impacted by it. And that raises a question. How ready are you for life happening? For the unexpected? I mean, everything's just going along normal and all of a sudden life stops. I have clients right now, right in the path of Florence. How do you prepare for that? And we talked about this a few weeks ago in general, just the fact that life happens and preparing for the unexpected. But I want to dig a little deeper, specifically into one area that we're going to see a lot of issues related to this because of Florence, and that's property damage. Okay, so all of us have, if you own a home, you have homeowner's insurance. It's not something anyone enjoys talking about. In fact, part of our financial planning process, when we have people come in, and go through an actual process to look at their overall plans for the future. One of those meetings we do is focused on insurance. And often people want to skip that meeting. I'll have people ask me up front, hey, can we just not do the insurance part? Yes, I want to talk about investing. Yes, I want to talk about income planning. Those are interesting. Those are exciting. Insurance, we've got it. We're okay. And they don't understand the incredible impact that having the correct insurance in place has on your total plan. And I know this because usually when we're done with this meeting, people will come back and say, that was my favorite meeting, which is not what they expected. Look, there's very few people in the world. They go, you know what I want to do for the next few minutes? Talk about insurance, right? That's not a normal thing. But having the right insurance in place can be transformative. Because you can do the best job investing and saving and planning, and if you don't have the protection piece really correctly in place, it can truly change the course of your future. It can change your ability to reach your dreams. And I can say this because I don't sell insurance. We don't sell property casualty or homeowners insurance or anything like that. So I'm talking about it not because, hey, we can get a bunch of new policies written, because I'm talking about it because it's critical to your planning. And so I want to take a few minutes and have you learn from my mistakes here. Okay, so I'll take the pressure off you for the next few minutes. And I'm going to tell you a few ways that I've failed in this area because it's normal to make big mistakes here. And hopefully the next few minutes, just by hearing this, you could make a slight tweak or a change, and it could truly impact your future just because you did that. I truly mean that. So let's dig in for a second. Homeowner's insurance, you got to have it. We don't have a choice, right? Kind of like car insurance. If you own a home and you have a mortgage on it, you've got to have homeowner's insurance. If you don't have a mortgage on it, you could in theory not have it. It'd be an unwise idea, right? But most of us, that's about as far as it gets. It's literally, I buy a home, I call my insurance company and say I need to add this property. They do a few things, click a few buttons. Maybe they do an appraisal of the property, and here we are, we have a policy. They might ask you a few questions about what you want, but in general, if I were to ask you to tell me all about your homeowner's insurance policy, and I know this is true because I've talked with hundreds of people about this, most of you would go, I don't really know. Right? Let's be honest. Most of us don't look at that stuff. And the problem is, the only time it becomes incredibly important is when terrible things happen, right? When the unexpected comes along and suddenly our whole lives have to shift. Now the details of that policy are suddenly very important, but they didn't matter at all 2 days ago or 2 months before that or a year before that. So many of us have never looked at the details. And friends, the devil in this case is deeply in the details. It's deeply in the details. So let me tell you a little bit about this. I'll start with the two basic types of insurance, and then I'll tell you some stories about how I messed this up, okay? First of all, most homeowners insurance is going to live in the world of replacement value or what's called market or cash value. Most likely, you have a replacement value policy. What that means is, if your home burned down tomorrow or you had a major catastrophe of some sort, your insurance policy would be required to replace what was lost, okay? Now, there are times this might not work out to your advantage. Let's say, for instance, that you have a home that is that would cost $200,000 to rebuild it, but you could go out tomorrow and sell it for $300,000 because it has appreciated in value. A replacement value policy says, how much would it cost for us to replace what was lost? Not actually go out and sell it, you might be able to get more with a market value policy that says, well, it's worth 300 grand, okay? So in theory, there are times that a market or cash value policy could be to your advantage. But let me just tell you, not most of the time. Not most of the time. Because think about this. First of all, the market is an unknown, right? What if the market drops like it did in the housing crisis a few years ago, and now the market value is less than the replacement value? Okay, the replacement value is a fixed known thing. What would it cost based on, you know, based on the cost today to buy the supplies and put the contractors out there, et cetera? What would it cost to build it? That's straightforward. The market value is not straightforward. It could go up or down, right? And now, more importantly, if you have a market value policy, it doesn't just apply to the home. It also applies to everything inside your home, all your possessions. Now, that's a huge asterisk. That's a big deal. Because think about this for a second. If I was to walk into your closet and look at all those shirts you got in there, okay? And let's say you have 30 shirts in your closet. If you were to sell those shirts today, what would they be worth? Well, not too much probably, right? How much am I going to pay to buy your used shirt in a garage sale or something? Not much, okay? Or think about your living room. If that couch in your living room that your three-year-old threw up on last night, right? What's the market value of that couch? If you said, hey, I want to sell it to you today, the cash value might be a lot lower, but the replacement value of that couch that your three-year-old threw up on yesterday is way higher. Because you got to go to Macy's again or wherever you bought it and buy a new couch. And all those shirts in your closet, if I was going to go out and buy them new, would be much higher. And so the beauty and genius of a replacement policy, which again, most of you have, is that it means now you can go out and they have to buy new for you. They have to replace the item as a new item, not give you what the actual value would be. So step number one, check your policy today. Jump online. Go to your insurance carrier. Look for that file if you have it somewhere in your house. Do you have a replacement value policy or a market value policy? If you have a market value, I would be very concerned, usually. There are times that it makes sense. Not normally, though. So do you have a replacement value policy? Now, here's a caveat to that. Just because it's a replacement value policy, not all those are created equal. So here's my story, okay? So when I was relatively newly married, in my early 20s, recent college grad, two young kids, my wife and I got called down to Atlanta to be a youth pastor. I was working at a church in Indiana near where I went to school, and suddenly we had this call to come down to Atlanta to be a youth pastor. So we were new to this. We had just bought our first home a year before that. It was an 1890 home. We'd spent all this time lovingly restoring hardwood floors and making it beautiful. It was our first house. I mean, we put all the sweat equity into it. Excuse me, but now we were going to move. So we put the house in the market. The day that we were driving down to Georgia, right as we were about to leave, the furnace goes out in the house. So we had to leave. So I called a repair company, said, please come fix this. Great. And we left. Now, the problem was that it took the repair people a day or two to come out. By the time they came out, it was northern Indiana. It was very cold. The pipes had frozen. Okay. So then they came out, they fixed the furnace. The pipes thawed out and burst, and suddenly water is pouring into our home. Now, I didn't know this. We weren't there. And unfortunately, it took a few days until anybody knew this. By the time, the way I found out was I was sitting in my new office, and I got a call from my neighbor who said he wanted to borrow a tool. And he's walking over, and I can hear him on the phone as he walks over, and he's getting more and more hysterical, going, holy cow, something's wrong. Oh my goodness, there's a flood in your house. It's like a waterfall. There's a roof caving in. And as I'm listening, I'm just going, oh my word, what are we going to do? Well, we had homeowners insurance, right? So we called them, and they came out. We had a replacement policy, and they started doing work. But this is what I did not know. The way that that policy was structured was that they would take inventory of everything we had that was damaged, and then they would replace those, but they'd send us a check for half of the replacement value, and then we had to go out and purchase the item, and then they'd send us the other half of the check. Now, they said they would do this, because it prevented people from purposefully trying to like burn their house down and stuff. Like in other words, if I don't want to set my own flood or burn my house down, because now I'm only going to get half the money, I have to go out and buy the item that was lost and get the other half. That's the reason they said they did it. The reality is they did it because they knew people like me would get hosed, because I was 23 years old. I didn't have much money at all, and so I couldn't afford to go out and buy all the other stuff, the other that we lost, to get the other half of the check. And I was too arrogant to ask my family for help, so we ended up losing thousands and thousands of dollars because we couldn't afford to go out, for instance, and buy a piano like the one that we lost that we'd inherited. And so the insurance company found a way for us to lose a whole lot of money. And I also was, again, I was stupid. I should have asked for help. But not all replacement policies are created the same. So that's why I say take 10 minutes, look at your policy. And if it's not clear, call the agent you got the policy from and say, hey, can you walk me through? If I had a claim, how would this work? Because you need to know the details of it. Again, just once, just take a few minutes, because it will make all the difference down the line when something crazy happens. Hey, if you're just joining us, this is Chris Burns. You're listening to More Than Money. We're talking about the enthralling topic of homeowners insurance. Why? Because the unexpected happens. We're seeing that with Florence right now. Thousands and thousands of families displaced. Tons of homeowners claims will be filed in the next few months. It's so critical to make sure you have a policy you understand for if this kind of thing happens. If you have any questions, missed the first part of the show, jump on my website. It's mylifeismore.com. That's mylifeismore.com. All right, so first of all, do you have a replacement value policy versus a cash value policy? And secondly, do you understand the details of that policy to know what it looks like if you actually have to file a claim? Okay, here's a quick tip. This tip, I have seen it be massively impactful. Just take 5 minutes to do this. I mean, this is so easy, and you'll kick yourself forever if you don't do it after hearing it. Okay, take a minute and walk around your house with your smartphone. And just video every room of your house, including your closet, pan the closet, pan in your dishes, everything else, your grandma's china set, whatever it is, so that you now have a verifiable record of proof of what you own. Because again, if your house was to burn down tomorrow, or a hurricane were to hit it, or something crazy like that, right? The insurance company would say, sure, here's a spreadsheet, fill out everything you own. Well, do you know everything you own? I certainly didn't. So if you take a minute and have that video, now you can slowly go through the video and list out, well, I have 28 shirts and 15 pairs of pants in my closet. Because again, with the replacement value policy, if you can list and prove that you have all these things, that could be thousands and thousands of dollars saved just by having that record. So take a minute and take a video. Okay, one more thought on this. when I bought my another homeowner's policy a few years later, the agent that I worked with, super nice guy, I'd known him for a long time. He said, hey, we can add on a special rider to this policy. It's this cool rider that we can build in that says if you have a computer that gets damaged, or you have a phone that gets dropped, it's like an insurance policy for that. It lumps it under your homeowner's policy and we'll replace it. And I said, that sounds amazing, right? We had a few computers. That could be a way to really protect us. And it was like $3 a month. It was so cheap. I thought it was a great idea. So then lo and behold, we had that happen. We had a computer get broken. I called. They replaced it. It was like a $1,000 replacement. It was only $3 a month. I thought I was the smartest guy on earth. Then a year later, we had a phone that got damaged. And I called, and they said it doesn't matter why it was damaged. I think my son, who was a lot younger at that point, had done something, thrown it, stepped on it, whatever. And they were going to replace it. So I was like, man, we are the smartest. We've paid $3 a month. They've done fixed a $1,000 computer. They fixed a $500 phone, whatever it was. I thought it was so great until I got a letter in the mail that the insurance company was going to drop our coverage. Why? Because we'd had too many claims. And that's at that point when I, the young, naive homeowner, realized that they treated that $500 cell phone claim just like a $50,000 massive home fire claim. There was no difference in the insurance company's mind. It was just a claim against my policy. And then when I started calling other companies, they would look and go, oh, I don't know if we can cover you. You're going to have to pay a lot more in premiums because of all the claims you've had. Now, we didn't have many claims. We had like three claims. One of them was a legitimate, serious home claim. The other two were worthless. The computer and the phone, we could have handled that on our own. We just thought, oh, we've got this policy that covers it. That's great. But because we used the policy for those trivial little things, it knocked our policy just like if we had done three major claims. So don't trust that your agent knows what they're doing. Okay, when you talk to a homeowner's insurance person and they say, hey, there's this great thing we can add, they might not understand the impact of that, but that was foolishness on our part. So here's the key. Only use your policy for major things. Don't use it. Don't buy some great little rider to use it to fix a $500 cell phone issue. Okay, only use your policy for major issues, because when major issues happen, and for many of us they will, again, whether it's natural disasters or fires or anything else, you want your policy ready to go covering the whole thing, and you don't want to lose the policy the next year because they say you have too many claims. All right, so have we learned from my mistakes? Have I sufficiently given you evidence of my stupidity? We're there. Okay, the key is this, friends. It's boring as all get out, but understanding your policy could truly be a difference maker in your long-term success towards the dreams you have by just taking a few minutes and understanding the policy you have. If that overwhelms you, or if you sit and go, I really don't understand this, I can't tell you how many people I sit down with that we recommend they change the carrier they're with because the carrier is not healthy, they're not offering good things, or because the carrier is charging them too much now. If you want that kind of a comprehensive look at your overall insurance situation, not just homeowners, but your life insurance, disability, your health insurance, long-term care insurance. And if you want that extended to the totality of your plan, looking at your investments, looking at your income for the future, that is what we do with people, right? We look at all this and we give you recommendations so that you can feel confident that you're ready for the unexpected. And if you want that, jump on my website. It's mylifeismore.com. You can ask any questions, but you can also sign up for a free consultation with me, Chris Burns, or with someone from my team to tell you about this process, because the last thing you need is to go, you know what, it's just too much, it's just too overwhelming, you don't look at it, and then when the unexpected happens, you find yourself in a bad place because you didn't take a few minutes. Again, it's mylifeismore.com.